True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Wait, what was that?
Do you care to explain, Mr. Parks?
Did somebody hit the wrong button?
I said I'd bend over for a quarter.
I am trying to freshen up the bumps that we play at the beginning of each hour. You know, I play a little sound bite, and the ones that we had been playing for months got a little tired.
Getting a little old.
So I decided I'm going to try to freshen it up a little bit.
I would bend over for a quarter.
I've played some Scottisms. I've played some Danaisms. I've played some dumb stuff that I've said.
If I had a nickel.
And we were talking yesterday about picking up money off the ground. And
what was the lowest denomination you would bend over to pick up? And I said, I'd bend over for a quarter.
Very confidently, Scott said, I've bend over for a quarter.
Well, yeah, it's a quarter.
That'll get you a game of Pac-Man.
Yeah.
That's what you took from it, Dan?
What?
Is that I would bend over to pick up a quarter? Because that's not how it came out.
Oh.
Really? I mean, a quarter is a quarter.
I mean, a quarter is a quarter.
I've done a lot worse for a lot less.
Alrighty.
Okay.
All right.
That darned inflation.
David Johansen, the lead singer of the rock band The New York Dolls, sad news for him today, battling stage 4 cancer and a tumor. His family is asking fans for financial help to pay for his treatments. Johansson's daughter, Leah Hennessy, announcing the news in an Instagram story posted yesterday morning. Okay. It doesn't say what type of cancer he has. Just stage 4. And he's been battling cancer for the last decade.
Not New York Dolls was a punk rock band,
so,
right?
Yeah, they're sort of punk-ish, yes. Very influential. I mean, not
glam rock.
Yeah, more glam rock than punk rock. Not outrageously successful, but they're one of those bands that a lot of later bands like Motley Crue and others said, we were inspired greatly by the New York Dolls. And the way they dressed, the way that they would perform.
Did they have any mainstream hits?
Nope.
Okay.
Not that I'm aware of. One of their more famous members was Johnny Thunders, who went on for a very successful solo career. They've had about 500,000 members. I'm looking at the past members of the New York Dolls, and it is a long list. Blackie Lawless was in the New York Dolls from the band Wasp.
Now you're just throwing out names.
One of those revolving door bands.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure.
A proto-punk band.
Yeah.
They were seminal, and they helped launch a lot in this country.
It's like those bands that have like the original guitarist, and that's it. I think the band Kansas, I think that's one of them. They have like the original, I don't know, bass player, and so it's legit because he's there.
There's a lot of bands like that.
They were very influential, the New York Dolls, especially coming out of New York or being in New York and
glam rock,
70s.
Punk rock.
By the way, it's a brain tumor that has metastasized.
Okay, well, I'm sorry to hear that. Here's a band that I've gone to see twice now without a single, even 80s member on stage. And it's still fun. It's still great. But Mick Jones has not played with, he's the only remaining original member of Foreigner left in the band, but his health has been so bad over the last few years. But Foreigner still tours with not a single member from the 80s. Not one.
I mean, at that point, you're basically a cover band.
You
but
are.
You just have the go-ahead from the people who happen to own the Masters?
So the people, yes, Mick Jones. I'm sure they're kicking Mick Jones a pretty hefty check.
You do what you have to pay the bills.
But the band that you will see on stage only recorded one record together as Foreigner, and it was like 10 years ago.
I mean, there's only so many Sharon Osbournes to keep pushing you back out on that stage.
Why do you do that? Why do you? You know, I'm not a fan of Sharon Osbourne. You know that she drives me out of my mind. I love Ozzy. I can't stand Sharon.
I didn't even get Osbourne out of my mouth before I saw the vein pop out of your forehead.
Well, I think what she's doing to him is cruel. If the reports are accurate,
Sharon Osbourne has always spoken very highly of you, Scott.
No. The rumors have always been, you know, reports have always been that Ozzy would have been long retired, but she keeps shoving him out on stage. There have also been, for years, rumors that Ozzy wears Depends undergarments on stage because he has to go to the bathroom and 2-hour performance, he's not leaving the stage.
Mm.
Now, if that's true, please retire.
All right.
You do what you have to pay the bills.
I understand. A quarter is a quarter.
A quarter is a quarter.
Dozens of schools in at least 20 states across the United States have banned students from wearing Crocs. School administrators claim that students are more likely to struggle to walk when wearing the shoes, which could be deadly in an emergency.
Okay. Now, I am the first person to ask, why are these resurging in popularity? They were bad when they first came out. I had a pair. I wore them all the time. They were ugly then. They're ugly now. But why are we banning them? They want to wear Crocs. Let them wear Crocs. They're allowed to wear flip-flops. All Those right. are dangerous in an emergency.
Dan, have you ever owned a pair of Crocs?
No.
I find that incredibly hard to believe.
Emphatically, no.
Scott?
No.
Me either. You are 1 for 4, Sam. Oh,
sorry to interrupt you, Sam. By the time they became fashionable, we were all in our 40s.
I can't even imagine wearing one. How uncomfortable that must be.
I was probably like 7 when I got my pair.
Do they retain? Do they retain aroma? Maybe that's why they don't want the high schoolers wearing
no.
them.
Retain aroma.
But they have skyrocketed back to the top of the charts for shoes in popularity to the point that you've even got designer brands making their own version.
It's probably like one of these ironic things. I don't know.
From the text line, based on that reasoning, are we going to ban wheelchairs? Because they're dangerous in an emergency.
Fair point.
Where is this Croc ban coming from?
20 states have schools that have banned it.
20 states?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are Kansas and Missouri in the lot?
I don't see a list of the states. So I have no idea.
Now, if you're trying to class up the schools, you know there's those dress code rules against wearing pajamas because for whatever reason kids decided a while ago that it's okay to wear pajamas to school.
Well, they do have pajama days.
Well, I get that, but I mean, when I was in high school, there were kids that, you know, you started to wonder, do you have other clothes?
Yeah. My ride or die, you remember Joe Noyes?
Mm-hmm.
My ride or die that...
Mm-hmm, I remember.
You asked about one time?
Mackie hates when this gets brought up.
He was adamantly opposed to people wearing pajamas in public, and Joe was the sweetest human being you would ever meet in your life, but if he saw you in public with your pajamas on, he would secretly take a picture of you and Facebook shame you on his page.
Good.
People of Walmart.
I've never understood it. I see people at the gym in pajama pants.
There were multiple people on my flight today in pajamas. And it was like a 11 a.m. flight.
I mean, at least have the decency to throw on a standard pair of sweatpants.
I don't even own pajamas.
Neither do I.
I love
Well, you
my
don't
pajamas.
Need them. You've got your Serbian loungewear.
I don't sleep in it.
Serbian loungewear.
I don't sleep in hoodies. I sleep in a t-shirt and a pair of basketball shorts.
Musk, kill moose, and squirrel.
From the text line, I love my Crocs, but they are not fit for public wear.
Well, where do you wear them?
Well, they're good for gardening.
The whole point like of them is the
that, yeah, that they can get dirty and down in it.
Did you see that? They're the PJs of footwear.
Yeah.
All right, well, you heard it here first.
Okay. I have no interest in owning Crocs, and I have never proudly worn pajamas in public. And I know I'm going to offend some people for saying this, nothing screams I'm lazy like not being able to change your clothes to go to Walmart from what you've been wearing all morning long.
all morning. How about for the last 3 days?
Yeah. It just, I mean, it just says, I really don't care. I have given up.
I mean, for special occasions, a PJ day isn't a bad thing. If it's a special occasion.
No, but if that's like a school organized event, you know, just kind of for fun.
Fine.
But if you're walking the aisles at Target or the grocery store and you're in the clothing that you've been wearing unwashed for probably the last 2 or 3 nights.
Smells like teen spirit.
That sounds lazy to me.
Agreed.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. So a number of schools in 20 states in this great union have banned Crocs from class. They say it is too dangerous to wear Crocs. Especially during an emergency, it could be fatal.
I naturally thought it was just for fashion, but it's not. It's for safety.
One of you two had a great point. What about the young ladies who wear sandals in school?
Oh, yeah. Well, and the Birkenstocks are big now. There's really no difference, sorry, Birk wearers out there, between a Croc and a Birkenstock.
Oh, that's blasphemy.
Scott, you and I would die if we had to give up our flippy floppies.
Well, I don't know if you know this, Michael, but I'm having to wear my flippy floppies at the moment because I broke a toe.
Oh, my.
I broke a toe, Michael.
He has been suffering. He has been in agony for 4 weeks now.
3 and a half.
Yeah.
Are they taped?
No.
No. Okay. How does one recover from a broken toe? Which toe also?
The pinky on my left foot.
Okay.
You tell everyone at work about it every day.
Did you?
That's the only known cure.
Did you clip it on something? Like, how did you break said toe?
It was during the Chiefs-Houston-Texans game, and they went to commercial break, and I jumped up to run to the kitchen and grab a small snack, and I kicked the leg of my love seat in the living room.
And I'm sure the string of obscenities that you unleashed out into the...
would have made my mother blush.
It's probably still encircling the globe. So.
Yes, and T was sleeping on the floor while I was watching the game, and she was awakened by my language, and she said, "What is wrong with you?" And I said, "I just broke a toe." And she said, "How do you know it's broken?" And I said, "When you've broken as many bones in your body as I have, you know when a bone is broken."
And this has become fodder for the last...
No, not for me. What has happened is the uncaring masses of this radio station...
I told him that he was man-fluing the broken toe.
That's not accurate.
And so I don't know if he's continuing to try to sell it because I told him he was man-fluing it, but...
Is it blue, green, purple, and orange?
It was slightly discolored for about a week. It has gained its natural color back, but I'm still struggling to wear closed-toed shoes.
All right. I'm sorry that you are going through this.
Thank you.
Tragic turn of events.
But if we're going to ban Crocs because they're unsafe, are we restricting shoe wear within the school to closed-toed, laced up? I mean, let's wear combat boots every day.
You don't have to lace up Vans. Those are kind of like slippers.
What if they fall off?
Dude, I've been wearing Vans since I was 14 years old. I've never had a pair of Vans fall off. Ever.
I just got a text from one of my friends who is wearing fleece-lined Crocs as we speak. I didn't even know there was such a thing.
Oh, yeah. They have winter Crocs. They have sport mode Crocs.
Summer Crocs. Summer
they
Crocs and summer not.
For Crocs.
Yeah, they put, like, you can bedazzle them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to Dakota in Independence. Dakota, hello.
Hi, Dakota.
Love the show. Two things. One, if you want to get stylish, they make thigh-high Crocs. And two, Scott, they make steel-toe Crocs, so you won't have to worry about banging your pinky toe again.
Okay.
Steel-toe Crocs. I know what you're getting for your birthday.
I don't need steel-toed Crocs.
Yes, you do.
Tamara in Leavenworth. Tamara,
hi,
hello.
Hi, Tamara.
Hi. So I was calling because my grandbabies love to wear Crocs, and I don't know if you've watched kids run in them, but when kids are at school, they primarily are walking on, you know, the floor that is in the school, the real slick oh, I'm trying to think of what the name of the floor is, but school floors. Mm-hmm. And those Crocs, when they run, I don't know what it is, if it's the type of rubber that's used on them, but they literally stop them before they're ready to stop. And they are always, if you look at a lot of the kids that are walking around in them at school, they are always falling down. So in an emergency situation, if they're all trying to rush, I could see where they don't want Crocs because the kids can't run as fast in them. And then not all of them put the little heel flip up, so they do go flying across the room sometimes when they get up or they kick their foot. Also out on the playground with them, they get all the rubber stuff in them, and or they're falling off on, you know, and they're falling on the playground equipment. So I know my grandbabies, their school in Smithville, they banned them. The PE teacher put out a notice saying
they sound like lawn darts almost.
Now, Tamara, I could see the argument of them being dangerous in a recess setting. Obviously, you're going to want a more sturdy shoe if you're going to be running around on a playground. But in an emergency situation, you're not supposed to run.
Well, and I guess maybe not even if you're running, but even if you're walking. I don't know, what is that, linoleum, that the school floors? It's just that when you're in there, I myself, I don't have Crocs, but I have Crocs sandals, which is, they're open-toed, but they will, I know that I will stumble when I wear mine, and I've walked through the school. It's just that slick floor and the rubber on the Croc, it just immediately just wants to stop you.
Okay. Tamara, you get knocked. Tamara, you get knocked down, but you'll get up again.
There Maggie in Bonner Springs, you get the last word. Hello, Maggie.
Hi, Maggie.
Hi, you guys. Hi, Mike. Maggie.
Hi.
I'm glad you got. Listen. I'm a career waitress, so we wear tread safe Crocs, and nurses wear them too. What about the teachers that wear high heels? My thing is, if you know, Crocs are safe. They really are because they sell tread safe Crocs. It's just if you're going to start imposing a school uniform policy starting with shoes, I mean, it's just, I thought that was like private school. But my thing is, Crocs are safe because we have to wear them in restaurants and the nurses wear them at the hospitals, you know, and they're actually safe shoes if they're tread safe Crocs.
Okay.
It's just, I don't understand this. You know, I mean, are there grounds for the Crocs being banned? I mean, was there a study done, or is there cause behind it?
Well, I don't know, Maggie. I don't know if there was a study done or not, but some schools are just making the argument that they're not safe in the case of an evacuation, or that the kids are easily distracted because now they sell the accessories. Apparently, I hope this isn't a dirty word, they're called gibbets or something.
Okay.
I don't know. That they interlock into the holes of the Crocs, and apparently that's distracting, but anything that a child wears has the potential to be distracting.
You could get a distracting backpack.
I mean, define distraction.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what's distracting to you is not distracting to me, and vice versa.
Well, we've talked about it in the past. Some school districts ban women from showing their shoulder because it's distracting.
Maggie sounds fun. I want to go visit her at her restaurant. So, Maggie, tell me where I need to go.
By the way, there was a study done. 99% of respondents said Crocs are ugly.
They are ugly.
Yeah.
You couldn't pay me. Well, you might be able to pay me to wear a pair.
You've done. You would pick up a quarter.
I'd bend over for a quarter.
Go to break.
Michael Mackey filling in for Dana Wright.
Oh, I love you guys.
That guy over there, Sam Stephen III. Don't forget, and we do think that weather conditions are going to warm, but we'll find out. Tomorrow, of course, the storm is moving in. It should, by the way, T just texted me and says she's on her way home from Leavenworth, just saw her first snowflake of the day. Great. But if conditions warrant, tomorrow morning on the morning news, middays with Jamie and Grayson, and certainly in the afternoons, if we need to do Operation Stormwatch, we most certainly will.
Pass.
But that's one of those things where we need your help. We need weather condition reports and, you know, are the snowplows out in your neighborhood? How are things, period. So if we do Operation Stormwatch, please join us tomorrow here on Dana and Parks.
Oh, you guys. I'm very excited.
By a special request.
You guys ready? Let's do a little cinnamon all together now. Cinnamon gum! Once more with feeling. Cinnamon gum!
Okay. You are so dramatic.
Now, listen. When I am on the air, that has become my jam. My ipso facto jam. And the text line blows up when I'm here because they want to hear it. However, today we held off. And why did we hold off, Sam? Because
I got a call after it was announced that you were going to be on the show. I got a call from a longtime listener who can't listen to the show live very often. He drives a truck. And based on his routes, he's unable to catch the show live, so he listens on the podcast. So he has heard your rendition of Cinnamon Gum without the music in the background because we don't have the licensing to put copyrighted music on the podcast.
Oh, duly noted.
So it's just you yelling Cinnamon Gum with no music. He's heard that hundreds of times. And he called specifically to ask if we were going to be playing Cinnamon Gum today so that he could hear it in its true form.
And so we waited. Mm-hmm. So you're welcome.
You have become the legend you always thought you were.
In my mind. You guys, I got home today and I walked up to my doorstep and there were two very large packages outside my front door from Amazon. And I was like, what? I did not order anything from Amazon. Why are these here? What is going on?
Mm-hmm.
And someone, in my throngs of fandom, I complained last week that I was being attacked. My bird feeders, multiple bird feeders, were being attacked by marauding squirrels. And no matter what I did to scare them off, they would come back in what do you call a scurry? What are squirrels called? Like a herd? A herd of, there's a word. Anyway.
I'll look it up.
Marauding squirrels, and they were eating me out of house and home.
It is a scurry.
Oh, it was a scurry.
Yes.
Look at me. Okay. So I put on Facebook that I knew I was leaving to go to Florida for a while. And so I brought on my bird feeders in so that they would not, you know, eat while I was gone. And today, some rando friend of mine sent me a BB gun.
Now, you know they say you'll shoot your eye out.
I know. That's the very first thing I thought.
That's what my mom would say.
I was like, what is this? I don't know how a BB gun works. I don't know the first thing about it. But you know what? Those squirrels are in for it.
So
as soon as I learn how to work it and not shoot my eye out.
You know, I used to absolutely hate squirrels. And when I lived in Roland Park, because, you know, I had an oak tree in the front yard. They would dig up the yard. It looked like a little miniature squirrel war zone.
During the pandemic, you would sit and watch them during the breaks.
Everything changed in 2020.
Okay.
Because I was home alone, miserable, and I got to like watching the squirrels, and I stopped shooting my BB gun at them in the backyard. Even named a couple of them who had identifiable markings on
Tina.
Them. No, there was no Tina. They were all guy names.
Isn't that a llama?
By the way, a scurry is an unrelated group of squirrels, or a group of squirrels that are unrelated. They are very rare because squirrels are very territorial and tend to only hang out with their own family members. Those squirrel groups are called a dray.
Thank you.
A dray.
Well, this is...
Now we are wiser.
Mm-hmm. This is a gang. It is gang warfare.
So is your bird feeder on a pole?
Yes.
And it probably has... It curves at the top and there's a hook.
Yes, and they have to launch. They have to launch themselves about 4 or 5 feet.
So, are they flying through the air or are they climbing up the pole?
No, they're flying through the air. Like I don't know how. First of all, they're fat because they've been eating all my bird seed.
Oh yeah,
but they can launch them. They can propel.
Well, and if they jump and they're just able to hit it, they can knock some of the bird seed out and onto the ground.
I was gonna say if they're climbing the pole, you should just get some Vaseline and grease the pole. That came out bad.
Sorry. I really tried, people. I really tried not to.
I knew where you were going with that.
I tried really hard not to laugh.
I was trying to divert.
That's on me.
No, that one was on me.
Lobbed me a softball.
Rejoin bumper tomorrow.
Okay. so now I have to go to the gun range or something and take BB lessons.
You know what, Michael? If you do that, please videotape yourself. I would love to watch you walking into a gun range with a BB gun. And I want you to go to the counter with a straight face and say, hi, I'd like to rent a lane for 30 minutes.
That would be hilarious.
And then go and ask them for a target.
It needs to be a moving target because those little suckers are, those little furry sons of bees are
In all
quick.
Seriousness, I, knowing where you live, I would not advise shooting a BB gun at any of these squirrels. They do make mechanisms and different types of bird feeders, and I'm sure it's going to cost you money, and you don't want to have to do that, that are squirrel-proof. But if you happen to miss the squirrel
and hit somebody's property
and break a window, hit him in the face, you would have rather just had the squirrel
and
eat your bird seed.
And instead of being a birder, why not just be a squirreler?
I don't want to be a squirreler. I want to be a birder. I love my birdies. And I have multiple. That's the thing, is they, the squirrels now realize they have hit the mother load because I have like three bird feeders out front or in back and like two out front. Oh, it's game on.
You ever think about putting them on a taller pole that you greased?
That would require effort. I got to figure out something because bird feed, bird seed is expensive.
Everything's expensive.
But to feed the birdies, really, it's a lot. Why not put out squirrel food? No. No means no.
By the way, Coca-Cola says if the aluminum tariff does go through, this is not politics, just economics, they are going to start manufacturing more plastic bottle Coca-Colas, less Coca-Cola in a can.
Huh.
Yep. Neighbors who park at a gated lot in downtown Kansas City are frustrated. This is from Fox 4. After more than two dozen cars had their windshields smashed out just days before a snowstorm. So, see, I'm telling you, it is the weirdest darn things. Okay, people want to talk about how to get rid of squirrels. Dave in Olathe. Hello, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, guys. Michael, good to hear your voice, my friend. It's been a long time. Hope you had a great time. Just wanted to pass along a story. A very good friend of mine had the same thing, bought one of those, bought a little baby BB gun, bought one of the little wrist rocket things to try to get rid of the squirrels. This was a couple of years ago. Finally just threw in the towel and ended up buying a little baby picnic table, which I kid you not, had a little umbrella and set his bird feed on the table. He's got videos and pictures of squirrels coming up there, sitting on their fat behind, just having a feast. It's the funniest damn thing you have ever seen. He just said, at this point, they win. I'm going to just accept my loss. I'm going to feed them. I'm going to name them. And he's got, they're coming back. He's got them. They're just coming back all the time.
Well, I think that's very nice. I used to be very anti-squirrel, Dave, and now I'm not.
No, and you can, Scott, you can buy. They make these little baby picnic tables that are about 10 inches, and there's a place, the seats are super wide, and I swear to God, it's got a little umbrella in case it rains. You don't want the food to get wet. You know, I'm just
That's right. You wouldn't want to eat wet food, would you, if you were on a picnic?
Hell no. Heck no. Heck no. Michael, it's good to hear your voice. Listen,
you
guys,
too, Dave.
You guys have a great show.
Okay, now I got to go get a mini picnic table. Good Lord.
I think it sounds cute. Doc in St. Joe. Doc, hello.
Hey, cayenne pepper. Doesn't bother the birds, but squirrels don't like it. Just mix cayenne pepper in with the seed.
I'm on it, Doc. Something's got to give.
I think it's going to be you and your patience.
Now, birds, he's right. Birds cannot taste spice.
But I have a flaming hot bird seed already, and those squirrels are undaunted. They
really?
Are going to town.
Huh.
It's literally called Flamin' Hot Birdseed.
Really?
Yes.
And the squirrels like that?
I think they've become accustomed to it. They're like, spicy.
Maybe they just bring a small glass of water with them when they come to the feeder.
Rodents. They are rodents.
Yeah, but squirrels don't go into your home. Well, they will into your attic. But they don't come into your home. You know what you got to look out for is the chipmunks.
I never thought you would be this pro-squirrel, Scott. I knew that you made friends with them during the pandemic, but I just thought you went back to your old curmudgeon-y ways of hating them.
They kept me company when no one else would.
From the text line, I'd be very, in capital letters, I'd be very studied up on the legality of hunting squirrels in your backyard. Dun, dun, dun. Well, I haven't even taken the said BB gun out of the packaging yet. I was just so flummoxed today when I was like, who sent me a BB?
Well,
and there was no like,
no.
Good luck on your squirrel hunting.
Right? Yeah, I wouldn't take it out right away. I would take the BB gun in the packaging to the gun range and then ask them to open it for you.
And before you do that, you should...
You should just get some Vaseline and grease the pole.
I love this song. Why do we not play more of this?
We do play quite a bit.
I like this song.
We don't play it every day like Cinnamon Gum. We play it.
After ski.
Okay. Bev in Topeka. Hello, Bev.
Hi, Scott. First time caller.
Oh, glad to have you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Well, listen, I'm hearing all about the squirrels, but I have squirrels like you can't believe, but I have bought a safflower seed, S-A-F-F-L-O-W-E-R, and they don't like it. And it's a white seed, and I use that, and they go by, and they kind of smell it and don't have a problem.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to look into that. Maybe that would be my Amazon purchase, Bev. Also, Bev was my mom's name, and we affectionately referred to her as the Bevinator. So henceforth, you will be known as the Bevinator.
That's okay. Next time I call in, I will refer that, okay?
Duly noted, Bev.
Thanks, Bev.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
All right.
Number of reports coming in around the metro that flakes are falling. It is dark out there. Drive safe. Slow down. Turn your headlights on.
Tastes great. Less filling.
Be smart.
Why do people have to be told that stuff?
You know, they shouldn't. But people, the second they see a snowflake hit their windshield, even though the road is completely dry, all of a sudden their experience of driving, no matter how long they've been driving, 5 years, 20 years, goes right out the window.
It's so bizarre.
Yeah. Be smart.
I'm actually afraid for tomorrow. Not for me, but just what I'm going to see when I drive in.
Yeah. Well, you know, take the big truck.
I'm going to. Oh, yeah. I'll be driving a big truck in here tomorrow.
I am supposed to go get pictures taken tomorrow, and I have to drive out to Spring Hill.
That's because you're not going to be driving out to Spring Hill.
I feel like that's God's country in the middle of blizzard land.
If you're going through that kind of weather for a photo shoot, you're vainer than I thought.
But I look good. Like, I don't just roll out of bed looking this good. Like, it's been like 4 or 5 days of spackle and putty to look this good for tomorrow. And now it might be postponed. Stupid. I hope Rye Studios, if you're listening right now, I may or may not be there. So, but probably I will be. Sam, can I borrow your giant monster truck?
No.
I have to get here.
Well, don't be selfish. You can get here and then I can take it.
Wait. A guy who won't stay home on a very bad weather day to go get vanity photos taken of him.
Priorities.
And he's selfish?
Well, I'll bring it back, Sam, in one in one piece. You act like I don't know how to drive in the snow like some people.
We just got a great text, and I have so many questions. From the text line, 0941, obviously not for us. Happy birthday, Mom. I just returned your pantyhose to Kohl's. They only had XXL, the size for you.
Oh, no.
Happy birthday, Mom. I returned your pantyhose to Kohl's today. They only had XXL, not the size for you. 0941.
So many questions.
So many questions.
But happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mom.
What is the size for Mom?
That's why it's one of my questions.
Yeah.
Nothing beats a great pair of legs.
Yeah, and by the way, what if the photographer doesn't want to risk getting out in that kind of way?
The photographer lives there.
On the site?
Yes.
Got it.
They're like, we are ready, Mackie.
Celebrating birthdays today, Jennifer Aniston, 56.
One of my best interviews of all time. Facts.
Brandy is 46. Sheryl Crow is 63. Someday I'm going to tell my Sheryl Crow story. That's about all I know. We got to run on behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevens.
We love you, Sam.
My good friend and co-host this afternoon, Michael Mackey, M Squared.
My God, it's good to be back.
My name is Scott Parks, and God willing, we'll see you tomorrow safe and secure here on KMBZ. Be safe, be well, and be good. Good night.
Bye.
Hey.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.